USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. An earthquake in Nepal has killed at least 157 people and injured hundreds of others. The quake had a magnitude 6.4, according to Nepal's National Seismological Center. Buildings and homes toppled down on people while they slept. Today, search and rescue efforts continue, as well as the cremation of those who died in accordance with Hindu tradition and culture. The White House is not endorsing a general ceasefire in the conflict between Israel and Hamas. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre speaking to reporters.
Now is not the time for a permanent ceasefire. We've been very clear. It would benefit Hamas, giving them time to regroup and plot a new attack or new attacks. And we support humanitarian pauses.
The Biden administration is, however, advocating for temporary humanitarian pauses in the fighting to facilitate the delivery of aid into Gaza and release of hostages. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated that he will not consider a pause in the fighting in Gaza unless Hamas releases more than 200 hostages that it currently holds captive. Toyota is recalling more than 1 million of its cars.
The recall came on Wednesday, where Toyota is recalling certain RV4s from model years 2013 to 2018. Toyota says there's an issue with the car's replacement batteries, which can spark a fire. I'm Dave Collins.
The entire Trump family is practically taking the stand in New York City.
Eric Trump testified last week in his father's civil fraud trial, passionately defending his family.
We haven't done a damn thing wrong, and they dragged Don and I into it as collateral damage.
Ivanka Trump requested to be excused from testifying, saying that it was the middle of a school week, and as a mom, it would cause her undue hardship. Her appeal was dismissed, and she will take the stand on November 8th. Their father, former President Donald Trump, expected to take the witness stand when the trial resumes in Manhattan tomorrow. I'm Corey Myers.
This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
President Biden is expressing his condolences for the victims of last month's mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. Accompanied by the First Lady, he paid a visit to a memorial near the restaurant where the tragic incident occurred.
This tragedy opens a painful, painful wounds all across the country. Too many Americans have lost loved ones or survive the trauma of gun violence.
During his visit, Biden met with first responders, health care providers, and some of the families affected by the tragedy. In the shooting incident inside a bowling alley and restaurant, a man took the lives of 18 individuals and injured 13 others. Changing the clocks from daylight saving time can disrupt sleep schedules for many Americans, leading to further sleep deprivation, according to Dr. Phyllis Zee, a sleep researcher at Northwestern Medicine in Chicago. While gaining an extra hour while falling back is generally easier on the body, chronic sleep deprivation can lead to increased stress hormones, higher heart rates, and inflammation. This one-hour time shift can significantly impact both the quantity and quality of sleep, affecting people's ability to multitask, stay alert, and maintain balance, making them more accident prone. Heavy security is in place, according to the NYPD, for today's New York City Marathon, as more than 50,000 runners from 150 countries take part in the more than 26-mile race through all five New York City boroughs. Grammy Award-winning singer Patina Miller and actor Luke McFarlane are among the celebrities testing their endurance today by running through the Big Apple. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.